Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a problem that can really get under your hood, literally. We're talking about those pesky, weak hood struts that keep trying to drop on your head while you're working on your engine. I know it's super annoying, but don't worry, you don't always have to run out and buy new struts right away. I've got a quick trick to keep your hood propped up safely until you can replace those struts properly. Now, let's first understand what's going on with those weak hood struts. You see, hood struts are essentially gas-filled cylinders that do all the heavy lifting for your hood. Over time, they can lose pressure and suddenly your hood isn't popping up like it used to. Worse yet, it might start to drop down while you're trying to get some work done. Not cool, right? So why does this happen? It doesn't happen overnight. It can be due to age, extreme temperatures, or just the normal wear and tear from opening and closing your hood. Essentially, the seal inside the strut breaks down, letting the gas escape. When that happens, you're left with a heavy hood and no support. And here's a big warning. A falling hood can seriously injure you or damage your engine components. Never work under a hood that's only supported by weak struts. You absolutely need a backup support method. Now here's where it gets interesting. Let me share with you the pin trick for temporary hood support. It's super simple and can save you from a world of hurt. What do you need for this trick? Just an electric drill, a pin, bolt, or nail. Something between 1/8 to 3/16 of an inch in diameter works best. You'll also need a measuring tape or ruler and a marker to mark where you'll drill. Here's how it goes. First, prop your hood wide open. A 2x4 works great for this. Then, look closely at your hood strut. You'll notice it's made of two tubes, an inner rod that slides into an outer cylinder. Now, when the strut is fully extended, you're going to drill a small hole through both the outer cylinder and the inner rod. Make sure your hood is at the height you want it to stay at, then mark your spot with a marker. Use a drill bit that matches the size of the pin or bolt you're going to use. Oh, and here's a pro tip. Drill slowly and use cutting oil if you've got it. The strut is typically made of hardened steel, so take your time. And be careful to drill straight through. That's crucial for lining up the hole perfectly on both sides. Once you've drilled your hole, just stick your pin through. Boom! Your hood strut now has a mechanical stop, keeping it from collapsing. The pin takes all the weight instead of relying on gas pressure that's already leaked out. Now, be careful not to use a pin that's too small or flimsy. A regular cotter pin won't cut it. You need something solid, like a grade 5 bolt or a heavy-duty steel pin. Remember, this is holding up your entire hood. The best part about this trick? It's completely reversible. When you're ready to replace the struts, just pull the pin out and you're all set. No permanent damage done. But wait, there's more to consider. This pin trick is a temporary fix. You still want to plan on replacing those struts eventually. So, how do you know when it's time? If your hood won't stay up at all without the pin, or if you see oil leaking from the strut, that's a definite sign. Also, if you're reaching for the prop rod that came with your car, your struts are done. On average, hood struts last about 5 to 7 years, depending on usage and climate. Now let's talk about your options when it's time to replace those struts. You can go with OEM parts, which are the exact same specs as what came on your car, or you can opt for aftermarket options. Both work fine, but there are some differences to keep in mind. OEM struts can range from $40 to $100 each, while aftermarket struts can save you about 30 to 50%. Brands like Strong Arm and Tough Support make some quality struts that can work just as well. When you're looking for replacements, check for solid construction, a good warranty, at least a year, and read reviews from others who've installed them. Installing new struts is one of the easiest jobs you can do on your car. Most just pop off with a clip or have a simple bolt at each end. It should take maybe 15 minutes, even if you're a newbie. Honestly, there's no reason to pay a shop to do something this simple. So remember, while the pin trick is a handy temporary fix, don't skip on replacing those worn-out struts. Your safety is worth more than saving a few bucks. Before we wrap up, let me quickly answer a couple of questions you might be wondering about. First, how can you prevent hood strut failure in the future? Well, you can't completely prevent it, but you can extend their life by keeping them clean and lubricated. Wipe off any grime that builds up and close your hood gently. And if you can, try to park in a garage, especially if you live in extreme temperatures. And lastly, how much does it cost to replace a hood strut at a dealership? Get ready for this. You're looking at around $200 to $350 total, which includes parts and labor. The parts themselves are usually only $80 to $150 for a pair, meaning you're paying a hefty fee just for labor on a super quick job. To sum it all up, use the pin trick as a temporary solution, keep an eye on those struts, and don't forget to replace them when they start to fail. So what do you think? Are you ready to tackle those weak hood struts? Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.